Waterfowl season in Wisconsin opens this Saturday. For WXPR's All Things Outdoors, I'm Katie Thorson, here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me back in.
So as people get ready for the upcoming season, what are some big safety concerns that they should keep in mind?
Yeah, so, you know, like a lot of activities, check your equipment, make sure that your motors are safe and operational. You don't want those breaking down while you're, you know, maybe a couple miles away from a boat landing or other help. So make sure that that's operational. Make sure your hulls aren't leaking too bad. Make sure that the welds are solid, rivets are solid. You know, just in general, make sure that your boats are in good, safe, operational condition.
And, you know, I know people hope they don't have to use it, but what might be some good things to keep in a first aid kit with them?
Yeah, so I think that it's important to have a first aid kit to handle some of the worst case scenarios. You don't need a bunch of Band-Aids in your first aid kit because you can probably get that taken care of when you get to shore. But I think that there's some things that a person should plan for, that some of the worst case scenarios. I think things like blood clotting gauze or other blood clotting agents can be really handy. That way, if you get even a severe cut or possibly an extra hole in yourself, that you can render some type of first aid until you get yourself to a hospital. You know, and like a lot of things, you have to really kind of plan for self-rescue, because if you're, you know, out on a duck blind and, you know, again, you wind up with an extra hole in you, that by the time help gets there, it's probably going to be, it could be hours, quite frankly. So you need to be able to get yourself at least to shore and possibly to a hospital.
And obviously a lot of hunters find having their dog with them helpful, but in some cases they can be unhelpful.
Yes. So every year there are people in the state that are actually shot by their dog. I know it sounds kind of goofy, but if you've ever been in a boat with a dog that gets excited, which if you have a good hunting dog, they should get excited while they're hunting. So they'll, you know, they might get a little excited. They can knock a shotgun over and then have an accidental discharge from the shotgun. Or sometimes even shotguns are left around, you know, left sitting on a bench, and the dog can jump up and their claws can actually get inside the trigger guard and cause a discharge of the shotgun. So just be aware that having dogs and shotguns in our boat, that there is a safety risk there, and make sure that you're attempting to mitigate that.
You know, I know in WXPR we talk a fair bit about, you know, helping stop the spread of aquatic invasive species. What do waterfowl hunters and specifically should know about that?
Yeah, so it is a violation of state law. It's illegal to transport aquatic vegetations on your boat or boat trailer. So I would strongly encourage hunters to make sure that they don't have any vegetation attached to their boat or trailer. Something that does happen is that hunters will use cattails or maybe even wild rice and attach that to their boat and drive down, you know, for camouflage and then drive down the highway. That is a violation. Cattails and rice they're native, but my concern is that sometimes people use some of the non-native species. They don't differentiate and realize what they're using, and then they transport that down the road, and that gets spread to places that it doesn't belong.
Are there some common rules or regulations, violations that you see that people should be aware of?
Yes. So, you know, people should definitely make sure that they know what the bag limits are for each species. Hunters can shoot up to 6 ducks total, but there are specific bag limits for specific species within that 6, and hunters should make sure that they know what those limits are, and then also be able to identify those birds in flight, which can take a little bit of work. But I would strongly encourage that if hunters are not sure of what it is that they're shooting at, that they shouldn't be pulling the trigger and work on their bird ID before they do that. You know, we talk a lot about safety, you know, with firearms, and one of the 4 rules of firearm safety is be sure of your target and beyond. So if hunters aren't sure of what they're shooting at, they really should not be pulling the trigger.
And if people need to brush up on their rules and regulations, where's a good place to go find those?
Yes. Again, the DNR website, we've always got the regulations posted on there. People can see what's new, maybe brush up on rules that they forgot about or didn't even know about in the first place. So that's a great place to start. Do a little bit of reading in a couple of evenings, and it won't take long, and you'll know what rules are.
So any advice for hunters to have a successful season?
Yes. Aside from the safety and the regulations to also have a successful season, what I would encourage people to do is to scout. You really have to get out there, and you really have to learn where the habitat is, learn what kind of habitat the ducks use, and try to locate that. You know, I do a lot of remote scouting, specifically like looking at aerial imagery and such, trying to find little oxbows, maybe some new vegetation growth, which would indicate cattails or wild rice. And then I kind of try to think about too, like, where is everybody else going to be hunting? And then I don't go there. So, using that aerial imagery and doing some scouting in person also can really add to a good quality hunt.
Well, hope everyone has a safe and successful season. Conservation Warden Tomato, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me back on.